Oh, well, I should have been a farmer, Pop Fisher said bitterly. I should have farmed instead of playing wet nurse to a last place dead to the neck ball team.
They were sitting in the New York Knights dugout, scanning the dusty field, the listless game and half-empty stands.
It's tough, said Red. He kept his eye on the pitcher. Should have had some runs. Bump had 4 for 4 in the first and 2 hits before he got himself chucked out of this.
Pop's face burned.
Oh, don't mention that ape man to me. Getting himself bounced out of the game the only time we had runners on base was when he come up.
Well, I'd have thrown him out, too, if I was the ump. And he slid dry ice down my pants.
Somebody in street clothes came up the stairs and asked the player at the end of the bench, Who's Fisher? The player jerked his thumb, and the man, dragging a large, beat-up valise and a bassoon case, treaded his way to Pop. Pop exclaimed,
Oh, my 8-foot uncle, what have we got here, the Salvation Army band?
Pop saw a tall, husky, dark-bearded fellow with old eyes, but not bad features. His face was strong-boned, if a trifle meaty, and his mouth seemed pleasant, though its expression was grim. The only music I make, he answered Pop, patting the bassoon case, is with my bat. Searching through the pockets of his frayed and baggy suit, he located a letter that he handed over to the manager. I'm your new left fielder, Roy Hobbs.
Sure, did my what?
Pop exploded. It says in the letter. Pop read it in a single swoop, then shook his head in disbelief.